的是甜。
Decided to wake up and see what home looks like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Come here.
Listen to your mom.
Cat.
road.
Gage!
I corralled him for you, missus.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm Lewis Creed.
Judd Cranwell. I live just across the road. You want to watch out for that road. Them damn trucks go back and forth all day and most of the night. And, who might you be, a little miss?
I'm Ellen Creed.
And your dad's going to be the new doctor up the college, I hear. And I think you're going to be just as happy as a clam here, Ellen Creed.
Our clam's really happy.
Mr. Crandall, there's a path over there. Do you know where it goes?
Oh. Yeah, that's a good story. A good walk. I'll take you up there sometime. Tell you the story, too. After you get settled in.
Great. Excuse me, I've got to get this kid changed. It was nice to meet you.
Same here.
Come on, Ellie. Give me a hand.
The house has stood empty too long. It's damn good to see people in it again.
Scared the life out of me, Church. Come here.
That you, Doc?
Yeah, it's me.
Well, come on up and have a beer. Glass?
Not at all.
Good for you.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's one mean road, all right. You know that path your wife commented on? That road and those Orenco trucks, the two main reasons is there.
Well, where does it lead?
Pet Sanitary.
Pet cemetery.
There's that damn road. Uses up a lot of animals. Dogs and cats, mostly.
My little girl's got a cat. Winston Churchill. Call him Church for short.
I get him fixed by you. Fixed cat don't tend to wander. There's all the time crossing back and forth on that road. His luck will run out.
Well, I'll take it under advisement.
Meantime, Doc. Here's your bones.
And your bones.
Uh-oh. I'll be going now, Dr. Crane.
All right, Missy, thanks.
Hi, Missy.
I'll do these up. Bring them back next time, Mrs. Creed.
Great. Can you come on Monday, Missy?
Always thought I'd be lucky to marry a doctor. Wish I had a doctor around with my stomach pain so bad. Guess I'll never be lucky. Hell, I ain't married anyone.
Bye, Missy.
Let's get on with it.
Yay!
There's the place.
What's it say, Mommy?
It says Pet Cemetery, honey. It's misspelled, but that's what it says.
Ellie, wait a minute!
I told you it's a bad road, Lois. It's killed a lot of pets, and made a lot of kids unhappy. At least something could come of it. This place. Couldn't plant nothing but corpses here anyway, I guess.
How can you call it a good thing? A graveyard for pets killed in the road. Built by broken-hearted children.
Well, they have to learn about death somehow, now don't they, Mrs. Creed?
Why? Can I have the baby?
Daddy, look! This one's a goldfishy!
That's right, Ellie. They wasn't all killed by the road. Especially the ones from back in my time as a child. They get older as you go towards the middle. Harder to read. Missy Ellen, come over here just a minute. That's where I buried my dog Spot when he died of old age in 1924. Ellie, do you know what a graveyard really is?
Well, I guess not.
It's a place where the dead speak. No, not right out loud. Their stones speak, or their markers. This ain't a scary place, Ellie. It's a place of rest and speaking. Can you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Hi, babe.
Daddy, what if Church dies? What if he dies and has to go to the pet cemetery?
Honey, Church will be fine.
No, he won't. Not in the end. In the end, he's going to croak, isn't he?
Lovey. Church might still be alive when you're in high school, and that's a very long time.
It doesn't seem long to me. It seems short.
Well, if it was up to me, I'd let Church live to be 100, but I don't make up the rules.
Oh, who does? God, I suppose. He's not God's cat, he's my cat. But God gets only if he wants one. Not mine. Not mine.
Isn't like in Chicago. I'm scared and I want to go home.
You'll be all right, Ellie.
I don't want Church to get his nuts cut, Daddy.
Oh, God, where did you hear that?
Missy Bandage says it's an operation.
Oh. Well, the road is a lot more dangerous than any operation. Church will be just the same. Well, almost the same. And we won't have to worry about him getting run over in the road by trucks. Church will be all right, honey.
You promise, Daddy?
Don't shilly-shally, Lewis. Give the little girl a promise.
Church will be fine. I promise.
Yay!
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. But if anything does happen while he's under the gas, now it's a 1 in 1,000 shot, but it does happen. You explain it to her.
Church!
Gotta go.
Going to get his
nuts cut, yes. Thank you, Missy, for introducing that colorful phrase into my daughter's vocabulary.
Don't mention it.
How's that bellyache of yours?
No better, no worse.
You know, I can take a look at that for you.
It'll pass. They always do.
Missy?
Ma'am?
Still friends, Doc? Have a great first day at school, Doc. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Want to see what happened?
Got hit by a truck. God! Head! Oh.
Gently! Do you need to stop?
I can't see
it. What the hell's going on?
Through the door!
Hold on! It's Dr. Green! Bring him up here.
What's happened here?
He got hit by a truck.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Green! Get them all out of here. Come on, everybody, clear out. Just clear out.
Ann Boubert, start a cardiac monitor.
Yes, sir.
Need large bores. All right, get an ambulance here and get it right now. He's got to go to EMC.
Oh,
I know it won't,
anything,
but for God's sake, let's do it by the rules, okay? Now move. I told Rachel not so much as a sprain today, my friend.
Come on, Doc. Don't make me tell you twice.
Hey, why are you here?
I want to help you. Because, Lewis, because you tried to help me.
You said you were dreaming.
This is the place where the dead speak.
I want to wake up. I want to wake up. That's all.
Don't go on, Doc. No matter how much you may feel you have to, do not go on to the place where the dead walk.
I just want to wake up, that's all. I just want to wake up, that's all.
The barrier was not meant to be crossed.
It's not my fault that you died. You were as good as dead when they brought you in.
The ground beyond is sour.
Getting there.
It's not right. I don't like to think of you rattling around the house on Thanksgiving Day. That's supposed to be a family holiday, Lewis.
That's why you're going with the kids and without me. As far as your dad is concerned, I'm never going to be a member of the family.
But I want you around.
I'll be around plenty when you get back. Judd, what trouble?
Well, there's a dead cat over here on the edge of my lawn.
Oh, Jesus.
I think it might be your daughter's.
Yep. That church, all right.
I'm sorry. At least it don't look like he suffered.
Well, Ellie will suffer. She'll suffer plenty.
Here, give me that. What are you going to do with it?
Put him in the garage, I guess. I'll bury him in the morning.
You going to tell Ellie?
Well, I'll have to mull that over for a while. Maybe when they call, I'll just tell her I haven't seen the damn cat around, you know? I don't want to spoil her holiday. And Rachel's.
Maybe there's a better way.
So, do we plant them on the outside of the circle, or do we start a new one?
The place we're going. He's on the other side of that.
No, we can't climb over that. We'll break our necks.
No, we won't. I've climbed a time or two before. I know all the places to step. Just follow me. Move easy. Don't look down. And don't stop. If you stop, you'll crash through for sure. Just don't stop and...
And don't look down. Right.
Lewis, you all right?
Yeah. I guess I just lost my happy thoughts there for a second.
Not much farther now.
Judd, what's that?
Just a loon, that's all. Won't be much longer now. Almost there, Lewis.
You keep saying that.
This time I mean it.
What is this place?
This was their burial ground.
Whose burial ground?
Mi'kmaq Indians. I brought you here to bury Ellen's cat.
Why, for God's sake? I said, why, Judd?
I had my reasons. Soil's thin, but you'll manage. I'm going to sit over yonder and have a smoke. I'd help you, but you got to do it yourself. Each buries his own. One word about what we've done tonight.
What did we do tonight, Judd?
What we did, Lewis, was a secret thing. Women are supposed to be the ones who are good at keeping secrets. But any woman who knows them at all will tell you she's never seen into a man's heart. The soil of a man's heart, Lewis, is stonier. Like the soil up there in the old Micmac burying ground.
Hi, Dory. It's Lewis.
You want to talk to your daughter?
Yeah, that'd be real fine.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, baby. How's everything in Chicago land?
Grandma and Grandpa gave me all sorts of neat things. How's church, Daddy?
Does he miss me?
Well, I guess he's just fine, Ellie. I haven't seen him this evening, but...
Well, make sure you put him down soft before you go to bed so he won't run out in the road. And kiss him goodnight for me.
Yuck. Kiss your own cat.
Want to talk to Gage?
Yeah.
Hi, Daddy. I love you. Food, Church. Food. Come on, Church. Chow down.
Come on, Church.
Christ. I don't believe this. Stay, Church. Hold on a second. God, he's chewed his way out. Jesus, boy, Christ. Tell myself that I buried him alive. I'm not a vet. It was dark.
Sure it was dark. But his head swiveled on his neck like it was full of ball bearings. When you moved him, he pulled out of Frost Lewis. Sounded like a piece of ticky tape coming off a letter. Live things don't do that. You only stop melting the frost on the way you're laying when you're dead.
I feel like I'm going crazy.
It was the ragman told me about the place. He was half Micmac himself. He knew how I felt about my dog, Spot. Spot had got caught in barbed wire, infected. When he died, I thought I was going to die. Ragman did for me when I did for you last night. Only I wasn't alone when Spot came back. My mother was with me. You still see the barbed wire marks on him.
John, come and get your dog! He sticks to the ground you buried him in! John!
Spot came back all right. He was never quite the same dog that I knew.
Spot!
When he died peacefully in the night that second time, I buried him up there in the Pat Cemetery. Where, as you saw, his bones still lie. And doesn't always know why he does things, Lewis. I think I did it, because your daughter ain't ready for her favorite pet to die. Maybe with more time, she'll learn what death really is. Which is where the pain stops and the good memories begin.
Has anyone ever buried a person up there?
Christ on his throne, no. Whoever would?
How the hell did you get in here? When I left. Oh, there you go.
Because I had a dream about him. I dreamed he got hit by a car and you and Mr. Crandall buried him in the Pet Cemetery.
That was a silly dream, wasn't it?
Is he really all right?
Yes. Bye, honey.
Want to take your film dog? Oh.
Hey.
Yes, but you have to take them to someone who grooms animals, though, and I think it's pretty expensive.
I don't care. I'll see if I'm allowed to pay for it. Church smells bad.
I'll cough up the money, Ellen.
I hate that smell.
Yes. I hate it, too.
And a red balloon.
This is the yellow one.
And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and comfort you and lift you up and give you peace. Amen.
Rachel not feeling well?
Well, just a touch of the flu.
She's in bed. She's been throwing up ever since Mrs. Rogers called and said Mrs.
That's
Dandridge.
That's enough, Ellie. Nothing.
Poor Missy. I don't know why God takes someone like her. She should still have a bunch of years left in front of her and lets an old fart like me just go on and on.
My father used to have a saying, Judd. God sees the truth, but waits.
Yeah. How's your cat, Lois?
It's Ellie's cat.
No. It's your cat now.
More Atlantic white sighted dolphins have beached or stranded themselves along the eastern Maine coast, and scientists don't know why.
What's up, Sugar?
Daddy, do you think Missy Dandridge went to heaven?
You want to talk about it?
Is Missy in heaven, do you think?
I don't know, honey. And different people believe all sorts of different things. Some believe in heaven or hell. And some think we come back as little children. And some think we just wink out. Like a candle flame when the wind blows hard.
Do you believe that?
No. I think we go on. I have faith in that.
You believe in it.
Give me a kiss.
I heard you and Ellie tonight.
I thought you might have. I know you don't approve of the subject.
I just get scared. And you know me. When I get scared, I get defensive.
Scared of what? Dying?
My sister, Zelda.
I know, she died. Spinal meningitis.
She was in the back bedroom like a dirty secret. My sister died in the back bedroom, and that's what she was. A dirty secret. I had to feed her sometimes. I hated it. But I did it. We wanted her to die. We wished for her to be dead. It wasn't just so she wouldn't feel any more pain. It was so we wouldn't feel any more pain. It was because she started to look like this monster. Even now, I wake up and I think, is Zelda dead yet? Is she? My parents were gone when she died.
Rachel.
She started to convulse, and I thought, oh my God, she's choking. Zelda's choking. And they'll come home, and they'll say, I murdered her by choking. They'll say, you hated her, Rachel, and that was true. And they'll say, you wanted her to be dead, and that was true, too. And then she died. And I started to scream. I ran out of the house screaming, Zelda's dead! Zelda's dead! Zelda's dead! And the neighbors that came out at the end, they looked. And they thought I was crying. But you know something? I think maybe I was laughing.
You were, I salute you for it.
And if I ever needed another reason not to like your mother and father, I have one now. You should have never been left alone with her, Rachel. Never. Where was the nurse? They actually went out and left an 8-year-old kid in charge of her dying sister, who was probably clinically insane by then.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get you a Valium.
But you know I don't take.
Tonight you do.
Said to finally took hold. Rachel's asleep.
I want to go back to my own room. I can't sleep with Mommy. She keeps stealing the covers.
Ellie, what you got there? What you got there? Let me see. Can I see? Ain't that real nice? You pulled him in the wagon. Bet he liked that, didn't he?
I'm going to carry this picture, Mr. Crandall, until God lets Gage come back.
Ellie, God doesn't do things like that.
He can if he wants to. I have to keep his things waiting for him. That's what I think. I've got this picture.
I'm gonna
sit in this chair.
Ellie.
care, little girl. She needs you.
I told her when you were first married, you'll have all the grief you can stand and more, I said. And now look at this. I hope you rot in hell! Where were you when he was playing in the road? You stinking shit! You killer of children!
Daddy!
Ellie!
It's your son's funeral. Get a hold of yourself, please.
Take it back if he wanted to, couldn't he? If he really, really wanted to. Can I have faith in that?
Yes. I suppose you can. Good night, Ellie. I buried my son today. I'm very tired. I wonder if we just...
You're thinking thoughts best not thought of, Lois.
I'm thinking about going to bed.
I'm responsible for more pain in your heart than you should have tonight. For all I know, I may even be responsible for the death of your son.
Dad, you're talking crazy.
You are thinking of putting him up there. Don't deny the thought hadn't crossed your mind, Lois. Lois. You asked me if anyone had ever buried a person up there in the Mi'kmaq grounds. I lied to you when I said no. It's been done. What you've been thinking of has been done. He was a local boy. It was towards the end of the Second World War. His name was Timmy Bateman. He was killed on his way home from the Second World War. His father, Bill Bateman, was grief-struck. He was so grief-struck, he buried his son up there before he ever had a chance to get the bottom of the truth.
I'll bite, Judd. What's the bottom of the truth?
Well, sometimes that is better. The person you put up there ain't the person that comes back. It may look like that person, but it ain't that person. Because whatever lives in the ground beyond the pet cemetery ain't human at all. It was 4 or 5 days after Timmy's funeral when Margie Washburn seen Timmy walking up the road towards Yorkie's livery. Time went by. Lots of folks saw Timmy walking back and forth. But it was Margie who finally came to some of us men folks and said it had to be stopped. She knew it was an abomination. So us men sat down and talked it out. Then we got into my car and went over to the Bateman place to take care of it. One way or another.
He's got a
burn.
Rip him up.
Stop
it. Timmy, stop it. Stop it.
The place is going up.
Go away.
Get on what you still can, Bill.
Bring the other cats. I got him.
Wait a minute, fellas. Wait a minute. He's a monster, Bill.
Yes. Leave us alone. He's my son. Ah. Help Timmy.
Love, death, and living.
Sometimes dead is better. The Indians knew that. They stopped using that burial ground. The ground went sour. Don't think about doing it, Lewis. The place gets holier. The place is evil. Sometimes dead is better. You see, Lewis, what I'm getting at. You understand.
You're telling me that place New Gage was going to die.
I'm saying the place might have made Gage die because I introduced you to the power. I may have murdered your son, Lewis.
This could be the beginning of patching things up with your folks. If something good doesn't come from Gage's death, I think.
I don't want to go to Chicago, Grandma Dory.
Why not, darling?
I had a bad dream last night.
About what?
About Daddy and Gage and someone named Paxcat.
You guys better get going. You're going to miss the boat. Lewis, I am sorry.
What can I say? I lost my mind.
We all lost our minds, Erwin. Take care of your mother, darling.
Come with us, Daddy. Please come with us.
I'll be there in 3 days. Four at the most.
Please, Daddy, I'm scared.
Everything's gonna be all right, Ellie.
Do you swear?
I swear.
Come on, Ellie. Let's go.
it's wrong. What happened to you is wrong.
Remember, Doc. The barrier was not meant to be crossed. The ground is sour.
If it doesn't work, if it comes back, and he's like Judd said Timmy Benjamin was, I'll just put him back to sleep. And they don't have to know. Rachel and Ellie don't ever have to know.
Bad dream, that's all. You know that, don't you?
It wasn't a dream. It was Pax Cow. Pax Cow says Dad is going to do something really bad.
Who is this Pax Cow? Is he like the boogeyman?
He's a ghost. He's a good ghost. He says he was sent to warn us. He says he was near Daddy because they were together when his soul was... This...
There are no goats, Ellie. There are no goats. Now, I want you to go to sleep and forget all this nonsense. Do you hear me?
Be with me, Skull. Make sure that it's okay.
Of course I will.
Because Daddy was helping him when his soul discorporate.
We'll bust you out, son.
He's not home.
He probably went out for a hamburger or a chicken dinner, dear. You know how men are when they're alone.
Hello?
Hello, Judd. It's Rachel Creed. I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago? Is Lewis with you?
No. We're going to be here a while, and he needed a few days to close things up back there.
I just wondered if he was with you.
No. But if he drops by, I'll tell him to call you.
Don't bother, Judd. I'm coming home.
Rachel, no.
You don't want to do that.
I have to do it, Judd. Goodbye.
Rachel! Rachel! stupid old man. Now you got to undo it.
I'm sorry. It's been very busy. I really don't have anything.
What about the Ares K? The one with the scratch on its side?
I do have an Ares K. But it came in rather beat up, and there's a long scrape up one side. I'll take it. Okay, major credit card and a license.
Just imagination.
To stop you. Do you hear me? It's trying to stop you.
Is anyone there?
who's here? Playing games? You something.
So much.
Think nothing of it.
Hell, I didn't get a ticket, lady, so you're welcome. Whatever your problems are, I hope they work out.
It's the end of the line for me, too. I'm not allowed any further.
I'm sure things will be fine.
I'm not.
Judd? Are you up there?
time you came back for you, Rachel. I'm going to twist your back like mine so you'll never get out of bed again. Never get out of bed again. Never get out of bed again! Never get out of bed again!
God. Gage?
I'm here.
Did she get back all right?
Yes, she's fine.
Well, put her on at that end, and I'll put Ellie on this one. Ellie's very worried about her mother. She's almost in hysterics.
Rachel's asleep.
I suggest you wake her up. Ellie had a dream that her mother was dead.
Erwin, I can't talk to you right now. I told you I can't talk to you right now.
All right, Dad, Daddy. Will you come over and play with me? First I played with Dad. Then Mommy came and I played with Mommy. We played, Daddy. We had an awful good time. Now I want to play with you.
What did you do? What did you do? Church. Want some grub, Church? Church. Don't mind me. Eat it while you can. Today is Thanksgiving Day for cats. But only if they came back from the dead.
Lie down. Play dead. Be dead! Gage. Let's play.
Come here.
But don't make it worse. Don't.
I waited too long with Gage. With Rachel. It will work this time. Because she just died. She just died a little while ago. Lois! Don't! Please! Lois! No!
Be all right, Rachel. My brother.
The soil of a man's heart is stonier, Lewis. Man grows what he can, and he tends it. Because what you buy is what you own. And what you own always comes home to you.
I feel a change.